4275196 5. I want to talk about sibling rivalry. Ooh. I've been thinking about this since we played the $1,000 minute yesterday with Lisa Campbell.
Well, let's just hope that I beat my brother, because that was my brother that played an hour ago.
Oh, really?
2 hours ago. You're kidding me.
Are you serious?
Dwayne Tonkin of Mount Warrigal is your brother?
Yes.
What are the odds? All right, well,
what
now
are the
it's on. Now
of
it's
that?
On. It's the 1K minute sibling rivalry this morning.
Lisa, like when you guys were growing up, did you used to beat him at stuff or did he beat you?
Oh, no, he beat me every time.
In what? What was the subject matter?
Everything. Just it didn't life. Matter. I was the underdog, I was the little sister.
You need to beat 7 to knock off your big brother. Name this actor.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
We've run out of time. It is Vin Diesel.
Oh, no.
But hang on, Lisa. Lisa, are you disappointed because you didn't go 10 from 10, or are you disappointed because you think your brother beat you?
I beat my brother, I'm doing well.
Ricketts is caused by a lack of vitamin D.
Oh, bugger.
But you got the rest right, which means you got 8 out of 10.
Yes, yes. So,
who cares about the Harvey Norman shopping spree? Yes. You beat your brother. Trav, what are the odds that we'd played with her brother earlier that morning?
You know what? They say 6 degrees of separation. In the Illawarra, I am convinced it's at least 2 degrees.
Oh, not even that sometimes. But it just reminded me of growing up with my brothers. Yeah. So I was the middle, and then I had Joe older, Simon younger. Mm-hmm. And Joe and I have massive sibling rivalry because we're only 15 months
what
apart.
Over?
Swimming.
Ah.
Yeah.
Were you both swimmers?
We were both swimmers.
Yeah.
I had the good style, and he was like swimming like he was about to drown.
In a washing machine?
Yeah, it was like swimming in a washing machine, but he was faster.
Was
and he?
He
beat me every single time.
So you never got a victory?
Never got a victory. He was just too fast. Now I'd like to race him because he's been smoking cigarettes lately, so I reckon I might come out on top just by default.
And a little veranda over the playground.
Yeah, that's right.
4275196 5, sibling rivalry. What happened in your family, Illawarra?
Yeah, we would love to hear about the things that you and your brother or sister used to be competitive over.
He does not miss a beat. Pete from South Coast Dairy. I know that he's got a big bro and he's got us cranked up in his truck. Well, not 24/7. I'd be talking him up a bit much.
Well, the man doesn't sleep.
If I said that, but he's the type of bloke that just calls up to say g'day and chew the fat. But Pete, I would have a fiver right here, right now, that you've had a few problems with your bro in the past.
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a competition between me and my big bro, especially on motorbikes there. He always tries to outdo me, gets the bigger and the best and all the rest of it, and it's always a competition.
So are you still competing now, or does one of you kind of come out on top as a clear winner, or is it going to just happen to you till the end of your days?
No, I think we'll be competing till the day we leave the earth.
So what is it? Who's got the shiniest bike? Who's got the bigger bike, the better bike, the more expensive bike? What exactly is it, Pete?
Rivalry all the way along. I mean, we're mad water skiers, so whoever can stay on the bike the longest and stay on the water skis the longest, we're just mad.
Well, who's the champion then?
It's probably 50-50 at the moment. Mind you, he's got 4 years on me, so I reckon I'll overtake him.
He'll be on the Zimmer frame first.
Hey, Pete, thank you.
No worries.
This morning we're talking about siblings. You love them, but you also love to hate them at times too. Sibling rivalry, is it rife in your household? 4275196 5. We'd love to hear what your sibling always beat you at.
My brother always beat me in cricket.
Yeah.
Always, yeah. He was a sheikah tweaker. He could spin the ball.
Oh, my brother, swimmer. Better swimmer than me. We both used to go to swimming comps every weekend. He would always beat me.
Hey, Charlie from Dapto, sibling rivalry. So was it your brother or your sister?
I've only got one brother. And we used to fight like cat and dog when we were young kids about who was going to sit in the front seat of the car. Finally, one day, I actually won.
Oh,
and, we had a car accident.
Oh.
And I finished up 3 months in hospital.
Get out.
Oh, no. So how did shotgun work in your household? Was it the first person to say shotgun, or was it the first person just to get in the front seat?
No, it was the first person because my brother was the favourite.
Okay. So your little bro was the favourite.
The baby.
And one day, Charlie, you finally beat him. You got the front seat. Now take us to that car ride. Where were you going and what happened?
we were coming back from visiting our mum who was in hospital, and we come across Tom Oakley's bridge, and it was raining, and we finished up. The car spun, and the two cars hit us at the same time. And
did you have a seatbelt on?
Yeah.
And what kind of damage did you do to yourself, Charlie?
Well, the police reckon if it wasn't for the fact that I was asleep in the front seat, I might not have survived.
Fair.
I had all the left-hand side of me. I had a broken pelvis, fractured arm, fractured shoulder, fractured leg. It was just one of those things, I think, you know, and...
Yeah, you're lucky.
I never sat in the front seat again.
No, that's what I was going to say. That would have cured you from wanting to be in shotgun. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, good to see that you made a full recovery, mate. That's the main thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Beck from Barrack Heights, sibling rivalry. How did it unfold in your household?
Well, it unfolded due to our love for soccer. I have an older brother, and my dad actually coached my brother's team. So I was like the little random sister that used to just follow him around everywhere.
And want to be on the soccer team? Did you want to be on it?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah. Of course I did. That was like the one and only thing. But it was I wasn't allowed to play with the boys, you know, because I was a girl. It was back in those days where they didn't like. Yeah, so I was kind of trying to get through that barrier myself.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Because my brothers both played football, and at that stage, girls weren't allowed to play football. And I wanted to. And I was like, I had my own footy. I just wanted to be part of the team so bad. Desperate player on the sidelines who never got on the field.
So, Beck, when you and your brother were playing in the backyard, did you just throw the kitchen sink at him?
No, not literally. But I used to train with my brother's team.
Yeah.
So my dad would let me train with them, but not necessarily play with them.
That's bittersweet.
Right. So, yes, I used to work on the skills while I was there. Obviously, my brother wasn't listening at training, but I did.
Cheap shot.
Yeah, but I did. And I found a loophole. He didn't say anything about me playing with the girls. So I actually started a women's team.
Well done.
Oh, good on you.
Under 16s team back in the day. And I'm like, well, he's got nothing after that. What was your comeback now, Dad?
Had your own franchise. Rubbed it in your dad and your brother's face.
That's right. So I started playing under 16s and hadn't stopped playing since 2 years ago.
What was the team you set up?
Lasted, I think, one season. It was Lake Heights back in the day.
Lake Heights what? Lake Heights Ladies?
Lake Heights Lightning? Yeah, Lake Heights under 16s, our girls team that we started.
That's awesome.
Good on you. So you did come out on top in the end. You went on and had a great, great soccer career.
Great soccer career. My brother just fizzled after like his little junior days, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm done." And now my dad comes to watch me play.
Yeah, you're the soccer trailblazer in the family. I love it.
That's right.
Bending it like Beckham. Good on you, Beck.
That's why they call me Beck.